Today, Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio briefed members of the City Council about budget concerns resulting from Amendment 1. The property tax cut approved last month by Florida voters would lead to greatly reduced revenues for local governments. In the meeting at City Hall, Mayor Iorio presented four different 2009 budget projections to the council members, but she focused on one projection that assumed a 3% growth in real property values. Based on that growth and keeping the millage rate constant, in 2009, the city projects collecting $4.1 million less in property tax. That would result in a $16.8 million difference between total revenues and total expenditures. Iorio proposed making up $3.4 million of that deficit with a scheme she introduced in November called Changing the Business of Government, which includes privatizing about 100 city jobs.
We are moving forward to implement all of those items that were in the Changing the Business of Government, and we still feel confident that if all of those are implemented, that will be a $3.4 million impact to the bottom line, and that will help a great deal. The best thing about it is we can implement all those changes and it doesn't affect the services that the public receives. They have no impact whatsoever on services that the public receives, which is our litmus test. As we go through budget cuts, our litmus test within the administration is how does this affect a service that the public receives?
But changing the business of government continues to be one of the largest points of contention between some members of the City Council and Mayor Iorio. Some of the city's lowest-paid personnel, especially those in janitorial and security positions, would be affected by the privatization plan. But several city council members, including Mary Mulhern, are concerned that the plan could actually cost the city more in the long run.
I think we still have a lot of questions about the idea of laying off those 100 security and parks employees, I believe, or security and maintenance employees. So, as I stated, I want to see the numbers when we talk about, especially when we talk about firing people and then privatizing their jobs. I'm not convinced that that is going to save us money and that it's worth doing, hurting the people on the lowest rung, because I just don't think the savings for us are that much.
But Iorio insisted that her plan is the best to maintain continuity of city services in the face of reduced revenues.
Well, I think we're going to have to agree to disagree on that point, because I think it is important for us to make changes internally that do not affect the public. And I feel very strongly about that. You can make it a cause to fight for a particular group of employees, but the problem with that approach is that other employees end up losing their job that no one is sticking up for. And that is not right. All employees need to be treated the same in this organization. If, when those contracts go to council, you all have every right to vote it down. If you would prefer not to save the money with security and janitorial, that is your prerogative.
But Councilmember John Dingfelder suggested that the privatization of jobs would affect city services.
Most of the security was park security, and much of the janitorial was park janitorial. And many of those, I've heard anecdotally that, much of those services will impact or could impact the way that it's received to the public. But I would rather protect 100 employees that are actually been working for the city for 5, 10, 20 years in many cases, as opposed to protecting vacancies.
Iorio said there have only been 7 vacancies since October in positions that the city did not consider important enough to hire a replacement. Councilmember Mary Mulhern told WMNF she wants the city council to form a budget advisory committee and hire a budget analyst, which she says is required by the city's charter. Mulhern said that the city would save more money by looking at cuts that don't just affect the lowest paid employees.
What we talked about, a number of us, was looking at more across the board cuts, and the mayor doesn't seem inclined to do that. But that's another thing I asked for, was to see the kind of breakdown of the employees that, so we could look at maybe freezing merit raises or even salary reductions across the board. She doesn't seem inclined to do that, but I'd at least like to see the numbers to know, what we could save in doing that.
Another way that Iorio expects to reduce the projected shortfall is through a bond issue that is expiring in November. That should save the city $4.5 million.
This is very beneficial to the city. It is a bond issue whose debt service has been paid out of the general fund, and so $4.5 million to the good. That's great news. That brings us down to an $8.9 million deficit still.
Ioria proposed getting rid of that $8.9 million deficit through continued savings by attrition, eliminating more positions, and through transferring funding for some small capital projects to the operating budget. Ioria suggested a $1.58 per month rate increase to the solid waste bills of city residents by shifting some of the budget of an enterprise fund called Clean City.
We do feel that we can logically take $3.2 million of personnel funding for Clean City and move it under solid waste. Now, what impact would that have on the solid waste budget? It's an enterprise fund. It would, and we have said before, we don't want any rate increases this year. I've stated that. But I do want to put this option out on the table because it is a sizable amount of money that could be moved from the general fund to the enterprise fund. It would require a $1.58 rate increase to the solid waste portion of the bill, and this would be an overall increase of a 2.2% to the total utility bill.
Despite all of these budget cuts, Tampa's fire rescue chief, Dennis Jones, said his department needs $3.5 million more per year to hire more firefighters and needs millions more for new stations and equipment.
We feel that we need to staff two additional ALS ambulances or rescue cars. We need to construct two new stations in the new Tampa area, needs to be considered, and also purchase a fire apparatus. And then most importantly, the last bullet, being to add 81 additional firefighters. That's a huge number. Mm-hmm. For a city our size, a metro fire department, throughout the nation, there is standard staffing that every unit remains at four persons. We are not able to do that in the city of Tampa.
The proposal presented by Mayor Iorio to members of the city council was based on a 3% growth in real property values and keeping the millage rate constant. It does not include several additional potential sources of revenue loss for the city of Tampa and other local governments in Florida. The portability portion of Amendment 1, any action to cut local government revenues by the 2008 Florida legislature, and any amendments put forward by the Taxation and Budget Reform Commission. City Council member Linda Salcena warned that any further cuts could affect essential services.
I think the people in Tallahassee, if we are so incredibly denying that there's going to be a lessening, then the people in Tallahassee will point to local government and say, see, there was a lot of fat, so let's just keep on cutting. The truth is that there isn't fat. Any of us who works with city staff knows that city staff are working so hard to continue to try to provide quality of services in Tampa.